Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, and how then, Judith? Wow, that was a bit of a turn up for the books, wasn't it, last week?
Wasn't it just...
What a massive shock it was. Was it a shock to you?
It was a...
Yeah, of course it was.
I mean, because we all saw the photo, didn't we, of her greeting Liz Truss, and she looked her cheery self, although I did
notice
that she had...
She looked tiny, though.
Oh, tiny, yeah, really. Frail, obviously frail.
Yes.
But did you notice her hand was sort of bruised?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, I definitely noticed that, because I've noticed that with not so much my mother, but my aunt. You know, when she went, I just thought it's really sort of naive and childish of me. But it's that all part of that fairy tale thing of the Queen where you just thought, oh, she'll just go on forever and ever. As long
Absolutely.
As I live, you know, the Queen will be alive. It's just
ridiculous.
But when I remember when my aunt was having heart problems, and I mean, she had open heart surgery on her 95th birthday and recovered and still sort of, yes, she still walks the hairdressers. Actually, I think he's come to start. He's just, she's 96 herself now, my auntie Eileen. I think
same age as the Queen was then.
Same age as the Queen. You're same here. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, they must have thought that she was really fit to give her open heart surgery at that age. Blimey.
I know.
Very impressive.
Anyway, you know, and I just thought, well, the Queen will have something wrong with her, but they'll fix it and she'll be fine
it.
In a couple of days.
Trooper.
I genuinely didn't think she'd die.
I know. Except, well, obviously, I mean, we were all following it, weren't we? Like it was, we were part of the family, which we sort of are. But, you know, once you saw that aircraft flying off from, you know, with all the family, and you just thought,
oh,
it's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all rushing up.
But even so, because even when, you know, when your parents are in hospital, you know, you go anyway, don't you? You sort of get that call. I mean, I remember it with my dad, when my dad was meant to die, when, you know, when he nicked the Rolos off the nurse when he was in intensive care. And he was in a coma, basically. And he managed to nick, you know, a packet of Rolos off a nurse. And then he was fine. And he sort of had some chocolate and just sat up and went... Well, that was a bit of a funny do, wasn't it? And then he lived for another 3 or 4 years after that.
Did he?
So,
well,
you know, they're
a good pack of Rolos, weren't they?
Oh, they were. God, I think they had a bit of morphine in them or something. God knows what they had in. They were chock full of pethidine. But I wonder. I wonder whether they gave her something to keep her going for those last couple of days, just so she could get that job done.
Well, yes and no. I mean, because actually Boris was saying that she was sort of on sparkling form, and yeah, maybe. But isn't it curious that we don't really know how she died? And that seems to be.
I think you're allowed to die of old age. I think old age is a thing that you can put on a death certificate.
Yes, I mean that seems kind of weird to me. I'm still think that. Yeah, I don't really get that, but anyway,
I think my dad got organ failure. I think in the end it was just organ failure.
I think that's what happens when you die, though. I think that actually is, because I remember the Macmillan nurse saying when my dad was dying, is that, you know, the kidneys kind of fail and then something else fails and something. Oh, this is all a bit grim, isn't it? But
it is a bit grim.
Process.
Sorry, everybody, but we've had it. It's been a long week, hasn't it?
Well, yes.
Okay, where are you on the scale of the mourning thing?
I mean, I lap it up because, as you know, that the royal family are the only sort of soap that I follow. So
yes, but I don't understand that, because you're less of a monarchist than me.
Am I? Do you think I am? I suppose, yes, possibly I am. But
well, I
but
thought
the Queen
you were,
was...
but I'm changing my tune on this. I thought, oh, gosh. Judith's going to end up with sort of biscuit tins with corgis on if she's not careful.
You know, stranger things will have happened. No, I suppose, no, but I think the thing is that I am a contradiction. Rationally, I think, you know,
on
all
this
is all
things,
a bit dark.
On many things, I think both of us are, actually. I think we say one thing, mean another, and actually
Probably.
Deep down believe something else that's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, but also the story of the princesses, you know, when we were little, and all of those photographs that I used to lap up when I was small of them in their Wendy houses and at Balmoral, and Charles in his little Tudor car, you know, all of that. We lapped it up because our parents lapped it up. And there's the thing. I think that the Queen dying is like another cutting of the link with my parents and my grandparents. And
oh, totally, you know, yes, it is.
Because they, you know, they were there. In fact, my dad was born the same, like your aunt, the same. He would have been the same age as her. And so, yes, that passing, it's that generation kind of speeds away from us completely. And, yeah, I mean, we knew she was ill, didn't we? We all knew she was ill. We all knew they were going up. And then I was driving along and they interrupted to say, well, you could have blown me. I just thought, really? Are you really?
I know. Mad. Well, I wasn't listening because I just, in some weird respects, I couldn't bear it. I just didn't like this blow-by-blow sort of account of them all going up and all this kind of thing. And then I sort of went, I heard a noise from Jeff going, and he was sort of exclaiming. I think he went, Jesus, fuck, or something. And he was taken back, and both of us wet buckets, actually. I have to admit,
did you?
I did cry.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I was devastated. I was really, really weeping.
I know. Because I tell you what, in the last few years, she hasn't exactly come out of her shell, did she? But she was always this figure of total mystery. You know, any tidbit.
She was a bit
that
removed in the past, wasn't
very
she?
Very much
in the last
removed.
Couple of years, I think she very much felt what the nation needed. And listen to us, we do sound like a couple of absolute Daily Mail readers, don't we? We have to watch this.
We sound like we'd be in the
switching off in their droves. What happened to Jenny and Claire?
I know what's wrong with them. I know. Yeah, but the thing is, when she did the James Bond sketch.
Yeah,
and when
that
she
was
did,
it. That was a big turning point.
That
really
moment
was.
When she turned round, I thought, you've got a... Because, you know, people say, oh, she's got a great sense of humour. And in a way, I used to think, oh, yeah, right, well, you've got to say that, haven't you?
And then the second highlight was the Paddington Bear thing, and that really solidified the thing is, the Queen being a great, she could have been a really good turn. She could have done the circuit. I thought she could, you know, if she'd been a bit younger, she and Paddington could have mopped up on tour together. I tell you that. But I mean, this, it does, but what this has all triggered, of course, is the our great madness, this country's great madness that we occasionally sort of explode with. We did it when Diana died. We're doing it, or not to the quite same extent with the Queen, but, you know, to actually listen to a newscaster having to say on a live bulletin, please no more marmalade sandwiches and Paddingtons in the park. You just go, OK, we've lost it again. We've lost it again.
Is that right? I didn't see that.
Yes.
We
totally
we do
right.
We lose it, don't we? We do.
Yeah,
but
we do.
I can't stop myself. I mean, last night, yesterday they were all filing past in Edinburgh. I was watching it in real time. I thought, oh, look, you know, they're stopping. She looks moved. Oh, she's curtsying. He doesn't look like the sort of person to do that. And, you know, it'll be the same today because they're walking down the mall, aren't they? I want to know who's going to be there. You know,
I haven't watched much on telly, I have to say, because I've been on tour. I mean, it was a bit of a sort of, when did I did Friday, Saturday, Sunday, didn't I? I think.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
God,
you did. You did
remember.
Wales. Did Wales.
I did, yes. I was off to, I have to check this in my diary.
Well, I know where you've been. You've been to Swansea.
I went to Swansea to meet my driver who took me to Aberystwyth. So basically, I was back gigging on the Friday and the Queen died on the Thursday. Blew me down with a feather. But then there was all these phone calls, which I wasn't expecting, from the management saying, your gigs are going ahead. And I'd never thought for a second they might not be.
No, quite. Well, they've cancelled a lot, haven't they? Why
did
they cancel the last night of the proms? I don't get that. That's what I mean.
Ridiculous. That could have been such a massive celebration, you know. Mm. I mean, maybe they just couldn't have gone ahead with it because everyone would have been crying too much and nobody would have been able to sing or blow a trumpet because they'd have all
been...
I mean, I couldn't have watched that. That would have been too much for me. I don't think they should have cancelled it. I think it should have been a celebration. It would have been absolutely the last thing I could have borne to watch. I haven't watched very much of it, but I have to say it's been very odd being in hotel rooms and being able to hear it, the same thing emanating from different hotel rooms down corridors.
Gosh,
it's just reverberating
really?
With the whole thing. Yeah, people
That's
are
amazing.
Really, in, you know, watching it.
And so your show that you had to do, which was a day... I mean, do you think people in the audience were kind of affected by it? Did you have to say anything?
Yes, I do. I did say something, because at one point I was threatened with... Well, not threatened with. I mean, the theatre obviously thought it was a respectful thing to do, but they said, what we'd like to do is we'd like to play the national anthem and then have a minute's silence before your show.
Oh, blimey.
And I said, that really does not work particularly well with comedy. And I just wrote a 30-second thing, basically saying how I thought we were all reeling and that you didn't have to be a staunch monarchist to, you know, be deeply upset by the death of the Queen. But in light of the fact that she was the ultimate trooper, I truly believe the show must go on. So without further ado,
nice line.
And on
brilliant.
Stage.
Actually, perfect, perfect.
Well, I do think she kept going. I mean, that was what she did, right? I mean, working up until, you know, 2 days before you pass away is incredible.
I know.
And to do it smiling... Anyway, I will sort of, you know, dip in and out of the funeral day, but you won't be able to watch it, Judith.
I know. No, we're away. We were abroad for Diana's funeral, funnily enough, and ended up sort of, you know, finding a TV somewhere. But no, we're actually on a boat. I'm away for 2 weeks. We're going to have a break from the
podcast. So you won't be able to watch it at all, because it
I don't think we
be
will.
On a sort of... There won't be any telly anywhere, will there?
No, I don't think there will. I mean, I don't think it'll either even be like when we...
Do you think it'll affect the mood on the boat on Monday?
Nah. Don't think so, but it will be in the back of my mind, and I will definitely want to know. No, I will want to see the pictures. And I'm saying this, I reckon we'll find a cafe somewhere and see highlights. And anyway, we'll probably see bits and pieces on our phones, won't we? But I won't be glued.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm really enjoying Prince Charles being very testy on certain occasions. He's having problems with pens at the moment.
Tell me about this. I don't know about this.
Oh, well, you know, on everything he said, I feel so sorry for them, don't you? Can you imagine? Because Mike and Jeff are the same age as Prince Charles, and I wouldn't like to see either of them embarking on this new career that the poor bloke's got to sort of throw himself into. I mean, he must be thinking, Jesus God, I'm nearly 74. And I mean, particularly Jeff at the moment, because his shingles, I think, is clearing. He's still not allowed to see Arlo. Not until every last one is scabbed up and fallen off, I don't think.
God.
And his sinus infection, he's just gone into town, actually, to talk to the doctor, because he's been on one dose of antibiotics and it hasn't touched the sides. So, you know, that goes on. And I just sort of, you know, because he gets so exhausted by it and there isn't a clean handkerchief in the house. And I just, you know, the other day I looked at him, he looked absolutely worn out. And I thought, you know, Prince Charles... It's just the schedule that he's on.
He's been up to Scotland, down back to... Then he's went to Wales, then he's just been to
Ireland. It's a bit like me, Judith. It's a bit like me. I mean, you know, I had to go to Swansea and then get driven on to Aberystwyth, which is the end of the bleeding world. I mean, it's very attractive when you get there. And I did have a nice hotel with a sea view in. Sea view, Judith. This is what you'd have liked.
Mm-hmm.
A sea... How do you describe this? What is the word for it? A sea owl. I could hear it.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Did you have the window open so that you could hear it all night?
Not particularly. No, I couldn't get it open. I tried and it really hurt my neck wound. I thought, don't do that, because, you know, I've already put my back out lifting Arlo. I'm already sort of three Cairo visits in. Even through a closed window and the curtains shut, I could hear the gentle...
How soothing. Soothing, grounding.
It was lovely. Yes, it was lovely. And I had a nice walk out on the prom and met quite a lot of dry robe women.
I bet you did.
Yes, they were all debating where to go in, and it was a bit choppy. And I was like putting them off. I said, I think it looks rough out there. I wouldn't risk it. Not without a Coast Guard on hand.
I'd have been in.
I don't think you'd have been in. I don't think you'd have been in, because they were very hardy. They were very hardy and they were shaking their heads as well. So anyway, there have been various Twitter, because I've really seen most of the royal thing on my phone, because I've been literally wedged in a car for 3 days post the Queen's death. And Prince Charles just seems to have a problem. Every time he has to sign something, there's an inkwell in the way or a crappy pen. And he just sort of gets into absolute paddy over his stationery. And there was a pen that leaked on his hands and Camilla was trying to help. And he was just going, I hate these things. I absolutely hate these things. And obviously there's a microphone very close and it picked everything
dangerous.
Up. Yeah. He's going to have to. But I quite like the idea of a slightly bad tempered king. I really do.
Me too.
You know, he's 73, 74. He should be getting a bit irascible at this time in his life. You know,
a good word, isn't it?
He shouldn't be suffering fools and idiots giving him stupid pens.
No, I know.
I think he should have his own pen, though, don't you? I think he should just go, actually, I've got my own pen and wet, you know, just whip a Bic out of the inside jacket pocket.
Or behind his ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Well, I've been lapping up all sorts of articles about Prince Charles, and like I do. And there was one amazing one which sort of described his day, which I read word for word. And it's terrible, I don't know what's wrong with me. Some sort of footman or PA or something. But apparently he doesn't have breakfast. I don't know what time he gets up, actually. That didn't say. But he has breakfasts on seasonal fruits and seeds and lap song su shong tea. And now I'm embarking on this and I'm thinking, starting to bore myself, I'm sorry.
Keep going, Judith. There's got to be a punchline at the end of this. Go on. There's got to be more to this.
So he does that, and then he works all the way through. No lunch.
Oh, my God. Works. Yeah, you I know. Would be in a coma by this point.
Oh, me too. I'd be so bad. Oh, I'd be able to concentrate. He has the windows open, apparently, whatever the temperature, so that, you know, the staff can barely write because their hands are so cold. I think he has a brisk walk in the middle of the day, but nothing to eat. Then he stops for tea at 5:30 with Camilla.
Does he have a bit of cake then?
He has a bit of cake, yeah. And I think there's Tupperware involved. And then he goes back to work and then he has supper at 8:30 sharp, after which he goes back to work. I mean, Jesus, that's a... What? That is a hard day, isn't it?
It's hard. Blimey. It's too hard. That's just too hard. I mean, I just think he should do a job share with William now, don't you? I mean,
do you know, that's a good
idea. It's time everyone, because somebody did say something very interesting on my Twitter feed about this. Can we stop fetishizing women working until they're 96? You know, can we stop saying, oh, well done, you know, all that sort of thing?
Yes.
Because if we're not careful, they'll start expecting it of us. You know, the kind of state of the economy. They might just say, actually, retirement ages. If the Queen can do it, you lot can do it. We're going to shift retirement age to 96. And I do think that it would be quite good and quite refreshing if actually King Charles... Oh, I managed that in one go.
Yeah, well done.
That's the first time I've said that. King Charles III. If King Charles III just put his hand up and said, no, I'm too knackered for this, fuck this. You know, I want to watch Talking Pictures TV in the morning. I want to lie in bed with Camilla. I want our breakfast brought in. I'm sick of seasonal fruits and seeds. I want bacon and egg on a silver tray. I want to enjoy myself. Anyway, back to us. What about us?
Well... Yes.
We've done a lot on someone else for us, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, we have for us. That's very unusual. Well, I'm now thinking about the Croatia, and Sienna's here with the twins last night, and I've been given a load of stuff to put in my case and Mike's case. Well, most of it's going in my case, if I'm honest. Because they're coming out. So we go cycling for a week and then the twins are arriving. And we've got a villa for a week, you see, because this, Sienna said to me months ago, she said, Mum, what about if we went, you know, because we could come to Croatia, couldn't we be the twins? She said, what we could do is that once or twice, you know, James and I could go out for a meal and you could babysit. Yeah, that'd be fine. I said, well, obviously. And she said, and then we could do the same for you a couple of nights. And I thought, well, wait a minute. We don't need babysitting, do we? We haven't got any twins.
No.
But yeah,
no,
okay, then, Sienna.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I think I was going to be
good. But, I mean, they're 6 months now, aren't they? It's still quite brave to take two of them it on is. The plane.
I know, two on an EasyJet flight from Luton Airport. I think it's quite an unsociable. I don't think she's got any idea. She said, oh, I think, you know, I'm talking to my friends and the world's a bit on planes. It hasn't been too bad. I thought, oh,
what? It'll be either or, won't it? Because that's the thing with babies. It's either or. It's either okay or absolutely
horrific. Absolutely terrible, I know. What you don't want to happen is that be on the tarmac for hours, do you? I mean, that, you know, because you could kind of...
Well, I did that once with Phoebe and we got stuck on a plane and then the plane got diverted somewhere. We were meant to be going to Pisa and we literally ran out of nappies. We'd been sat on the tarmac for so long. There wasn't a nap. You know, you started thinking, well, I'm just going to have to take my T-shirt off. I'm going to have to take my trousers off. We're just going to have to make nappies out of socks here. This is ludicrous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and formula as well. I just didn't have enough made-up bottles and we didn't... Oh, difficult. I think Phoebe was 6 months then. Yes, it was. It was August. She was born in February. So she was about 6 or 7 months. And we went to Italy. We had friends who rented... Oh, God, Judith, it was the poshest villa I've ever stayed in my life, with formal gardens and a chapel and the whole bloody works. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You're still friends with these people. Who are they?
I'm still friends with our friends in Cornwall that we see every time we go down to Cornwall. Oh. They're the ones that have the cinema in Newlyn. Oh. Yes. Now, talking about family, I've got my niece staying here. It's a bit of a time warp. It's very strange because she's physically quite like Phoebe.
I've seen photos. I remember now. I've seen photos of the two of them, and they are very, very similar. Beautiful, beautiful.
They're very cousinly. Yeah. Not so much sisterly, but sort of cousinly. And anyway, Tristram apparently was cycling past our house last night because he was on a round or something. It was, you know, his job. Yeah. And he caught sight of Daisy through the window, and he thought, "What's Phoebe doing at her parents' house?"
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But she's just started at LAMDA, which is London Academy of Music and Dance. London Academy of Music and Dance. Oh, I don't know. Something
you missed out on the Academy somehow, haven't you? But yeah, I know, we know what you mean.
Academy. Well, anyway, well, that one, anyway. It's very good, and it's a post-grad thing. And, she's made herself very cosy on the top floor. Fortunately, she's a lot neater than her older cousin. And she's great fun. She's great fun. It is very nice.
So she's staying at yours because, well, presumably because
finding a flat is incredibly
ridiculously expensive.
She's looking. She's looking. She's only meant to be here for 2 weeks, but that's already stretched to a month. She'll be here for 2 years.
With that. She will. She might be.
I just know. That this is 2 years. We're settling into 2 years now. And it's fine. It's absolutely fine. Though I think Phoebe's thinking, yes, but what if I need to come and stay?
Well,
and
indeed. Didn't.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll just all have to budge up. Do you know what I mean?
Budge up, absolutely. It must be nice having a young flatmate. I mean, you know, in lots of ways. As long as she doesn't start bringing people back.
We have discussed that. Sort of, you know, I've jokingly said I don't want you shagging upstairs.
Yes, yes. I just don't tackle it head on, Jenny.
Yeah.
Don't mess about.
And she just rolled her eyes at me, you know. So anyway, I think that's off the boil for the time being, you know. Yeah. Oh, God, life. And I've been to see Arlo. I went to see Arlo yesterday and he sneezed a couple of times. I thought, oh, God. And then Phoebe was called this morning. He's got a full, you know, fully blown cold.
Oh, God.
And he's meant to be having
really?
His jab. So I don't know whether they'll give him his jabs today.
God.
So I'm going to go round after the podcast. I'm taking some soup because Phoebe says we're just going to come back.
You're turning into me, aren't you?
I mean, inevitable. It's fucking inevitable. No, there's differences, Judith. There's a scale of Judith that I'm on. I'm like, if there's a scale of Judith and you are 10 on the Judith scale because you are the original Judith.
Well, yes, I suppose I would be.
You are 100% Judith. Right. I am at a sort of 0.5 on the Judith scale. So whereas
you're bigger than that. You're higher than that.
I might be peaking at a 3 at the moment.
I think somebody who's so enthusing about hearing the sea through the window of your... I'm sorry. I think you're up to a 5.
Remember, I didn't open the window. I didn't open the window. I haven't got a dry robe. I'm not you. I'm not turning into you. Stop it. Don't make me. But you would make soup. I think that you would find a bone like a ham hock and put in some split yellow peas.
Oh, yes. I'd be chicken
and
stocking.
You'd make a proper
soup. Oh, don't tell
soup.
Me you've bought some soup. You're taking some... I'm going to buy the supermarket
and I'm going to buy some dairy free because, no, you know, she's off the dairy.
No, you're down to three again. I'm sorry.
I've slipped down the scale. I'm so relieved by that. I really am. Because I'm, you know, coming out in a sweat at the actual thought that, you know, via osmosis through this podcast, I am.
Are you going to check the shelves?
Oh, I did yesterday, Judith. I went yesterday.
Okay.
I did an update on my Twitter account because to give Sainsbury's their credit, they have tackled those shelves and there is no bleeding poultry juice all over the chicken shelves this week. So I think that the, you know, the message got through. Yes.
I think you're citizen's arrest because, I mean, you know, I think you were trailblazing there. And we've had quite a few emails from people who have also been telling us about their citizen's arrests.
Yes, it should be encouraged. But we, as we always point out, that it must be done in a safe environment. So, Judith, have you got any other gossip for me this week?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Citizen's arrest. Now, what have I done? Oh, I'll tell you what. I went into Currys the other day.
Yes.
And I just went in for a memory stick. I mean, I know the world has moved on from memory sticks mostly and all of that. Anyway.
Well, I don't know why. I think they're very, very useful.
Well, they're quite useful if you've got, if you're downloading photos, you see. Anyway, don't need to go into that. Anyway, so I skidded in, very short of time, obviously. You know, grabbed somebody and said, can you show me where this is? I was back at the till, honestly, in about 30 seconds. However, I got back to the till. And bit huge shop, right? Everywhere you look, you can see assistants on screens, basically, either on screens or looking at their phones. One person at the till dealing with somebody who was buying, obviously, I don't know, some major fridge or something, going through the guarantees, the options, blah, 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 okay?
Yeah.
And so, and then up breezes this man who was giving all the kind of body language, which was, I'm the manager, that very, very sort of self-important, preening himself, and said, is everything else, or is everything all right? You know, or something like that. And I said, well, no, it's not really, because actually, when I got into gear, okay, went into gear, yeah, it's not really, because actually, from where I'm standing, I can see about 10 people who are supposed to be serving, and, you know, nobody's actually on the till at the moment, you know, blah, 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 blah. Maybe you could take my money. And he, oh God, did you talk about going to reverse, Jenny? Massive reversal. And instead of saying, oh, yes, absolutely fine, I'll just take your, you know, £5. Yeah. He said, well, actually, no, this is the way we like to run the shop. You know, he went into that nonsense and kind of, you know, they're all busy doing things. God,
it's very confusing, this staff on phones thing, isn't it? Because you and I, our initial reaction is, well, why are they texting their mates?
Well, yes, I mean, they might be checking stock on it. But
they might
I mean,
be checking stock. Yeah, we might have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Judith.
Indeed, indeed. But worse than that, so he did all of that.
So he got a bit defensive with you.
Oh, yes, he got defensive, but worse than that,
right,
because that's,
okay.
You know, that was
he
like...
He chose the wrong girl. Yeah.
Did it was like adding fuel to the to the fire, at which point I said, well, I, you know, that's not helpful, is it, or something. Anyway, I didn't shout. I was okay, but I was firm. I suppose I did raise my voice a little, maybe quite a lot. Yeah. And do you know what he did? This is a new one on me. He didn't say, would you like to calm down, madam? At which point, you know, I would cheerfully have actually swung for him.
Yeah.
But he did something with his hands, which was like, oh. Like, you know, I'm not dealing
off.
With this lady.
Back
yeah,
off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Back off. And he walked
like
off.
Like you're a hysterical, mad fucking nutcase.
Yes, exactly. And yeah. I was genuinely polite, sarcastic, but, you know, kind of polite about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's preening himself, walking around saying, is everything all right? I'm the manager. Well, I'm sorry, but you've got to actually listen to what people are saying. Oh, that really... Oh, God, I could cheer
you. Judith, was your dander right up?
I gandered right up. But actually, somebody did take pity on me and come and take the money because, I mean, he just left me there as if to say, yeah, well, you can just stand there, lady, you can. Oh, God.
Oh, Judith.
Oh, God, I know.
And
I
then
know.
Did you sort of, like, so you're all pumped up. And yes. Then did you slightly sort of... Did you deflate slightly? As
oh,
and
then
that, the
yes. Then that's
and then by the time you got in the car, you felt a bit shaky and a bit weepy and a bit upset, maybe yeah. A tiny bit embarrassed. This is the story of my life.
Yeah, I know. It is that is the kind of curve, isn't it? It's the adrenaline sort of curve. It's a good job we haven't got whistles, because to be honest, we'd just be blowing
and apologising, saying, peep, peep. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean it, sorry. Anyway. So, okay, it's time for us to go to our eating sensations, Judith. It's what have you eaten this week that has set your taste buds on fire?
Fresh figs, because they're quite cheap at Sainsbury's at the moment. And blue cheese on toast. So, yeah, nice, you know, the mixture of figs and the melted blue cheese, very lovely.
See, I'm not a fan of blue cheese. Could you suggest for me another type of cheese? What would you think about maybe a baby bell melted on the fig?
What a ridiculous idea. Are you being funny? Ridiculous you are being funny.
I'm sort of joking, sort of not. Because baby bells are one of my favourite cheeses. I have a little net bag of them in my fridge at all times. Because they're like my go-to. Yeah, baby bell lights at
it's
about 5 o'clock.
What else do you have? Yeah. What other snackage do you have when you're on tour?
That's really my go-to snackage. Baby bell, sometimes some popcorn, maybe a handful of Jeff's crisps. And an apple, and sometimes I put my finger in the peanut butter jar and take out a big lump of peanut
Remind
butter.
Remind me not to have any peanut butter at your house.
I fucking love peanut butter, it's great.
Yeah,
very chunky, very expensive peanut butter. I will spend money on peanut butter.
Lumpy
and chunky and lots and lots of bits in it that gets really stuck in your teeth.
Very nice.
Have to floss for ages. And even then you go to the dental hygienist and she says, oh, you've still got 58% plaque. And then she gets out the little model of teeth and demonstrates again how to brush teeth like I'm some 5-year-old. But there we go.
I would genuinely
like another type of cheese that I could. Would you say feta would work on that?
No, definitely not. Doesn't melt enough. No. I mean, mozzarella might. You've got to get something that melts a lot. I think it would have to be, well, you see, dolce latte would be very nice. Very nice. But then
that's got
like
a vein
cheese,
in it, hasn't it?
Little bit.
Okay.
Maybe, I've got it.
By
Jove,
she's got it. Goat's cheese, that's it. That's
goat's
the fella.
Cheese.
Yeah,
that's the one
good.
To do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say I've had a taste sensation this week. I'm trying to think. Mm. I had a smoked salmon bagel in Aberystwyth on the front. That was very nice.
Oh, lovely.
I found it very difficult, though. The bagel was a little bit chewy. And then there was a report on the radio that people over 65, I'm 3 years under, but even so, you just think, well, what are the safe parameters here? Shouldn't be eating smoked salmon because of the listeria risk. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't. No.
Well, why is there a listeria risk? And why all of a sudden are people being advised not to eat smoked salmon over the age of 65? It seems ridiculous, doesn't it?
Blimey.
In this day and age.
Indeed.
Now, the other thing that's very good is the Marks and Spencer's Bang Bang Chicken Salad. I don't know whether I mentioned this last week, but that has become my motorway snack of choice.
What's the Bang Bang Chicken Salad? Is that like kind of
It's peanut
curry?
Butter sauce. It's peanut butter sauce. Yeah. Bang Bang.
Yes.
Yeah. Peanut butter sauce and those funny noodles, very white noodles. And it's a sort of medium-sized salad. It's got 408 calories in. It's just right. It's a sort of alternative to a sandwich.
Very nice.
Because I do, after 2 days on tour, I haven't eaten anything but sandwiches, I just think, oh, I'm going to go mental here.
Oh, God,
I can't have
yes.
anything else. I can't have another meal between bread. I just can't.
Oh, yeah. And even pasta then. You need sort of high protein, don't you? I know what
you
mean.
Yes. So, Hypochondriac's Corner. Judith, this week I have to say that I have had to go back to the chiropractor. I am nearly solved, and then I went back to see Arlo yesterday, and I lifted the pram inside the house, and you know the stitches on the wound in my neck, I could almost feel them burst.
Ooh,
you've got to be careful, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, they're heavy, aren't they? They're big pieces of kit. They really are.
Yeah.
Could you not bounce it up some steps, sort of thing?
I just sort of did it. I was entering backwards. I went that way around. I'm not sure whether it was the best way round. And it just pulled. It was just the way I was doing it and the angle I was doing it at. And it was a really bad mistake. And I felt rather weepy for a second. And then I got over myself. But I'm nearly able to collapse the buggy. I mean, it's a bit of an operation. I mean, I don't know how you do it with... I know you've got bigger cars. I mean, I was putting the pram in my Mini. But we did it. We managed to get the bassinet bit on the front seat. Phoebe was in the back with the car seat with the baby in. And then we had the wheels in the boot. We got there. We had a proper walk around Dulwich Park. And, you know, we popped into the cafe and it was like, you know, proper.
Mike and I have had several lessons and revision lessons as to dismantling it, putting it back together again. Last time Mike tried to do it, he was told to dismantle it from the car in Cornwall for the car park and bring it up to the flat. He was so long, we thought, what the fuck is he doing? He had to swim through the window. He'd found a supermarket trolley to put it in. Because he couldn't get it to wheel, he couldn't get it back together again. So he put it in a supermarket trolley. Given up. Oh, yeah, obviously, no, we haven't done that yet. It's born on our... Maybe we're getting too old for this, Jenny. I mean...
Honestly, if I had my life again, I would be encouraging my daughter at the age of probably 17 to have the baby. So that I was older, you know, the right age kind of help.
I know. Is it, honestly? You know, I think we are, well, we've got plenty of excuses if we need to get out of it, haven't we? Do you know what I mean? We've got plenty of doctor's notes. You've got your chiropractor
What have you got this week,
thingy, whatever. I've got a new condition, Jenny. I have. Okay. We're properly, officially given a new... Yeah, which is like, as a hypochondriac. It's like being at Guides and having another badge, isn't it?
Yeah. You've almost got a full sleeve now, Judith. You must be
down to the second arm. I am. On the second arm. I've got Morton's Neuroma. I've got something called Morton's Neuroma, you see.
Okay, now, when you popped this down in the notes, you said I was allowed to guess what it is and I wasn't allowed to peep on Google.
Indeed.
I'm going to guess, and I know Neuroma is that not nerve pain? I would say nerve pain.
Yes,
So Morton's, I would say it's around the shoulder or the neck.
No, it isn't, no. Oh. No. I'll give you one more guess. Which area of the body do you think?
Is it around your arse?
No, it isn't. I don't think. No, I would say I would spare you that. No, it's my foot. I've been hobbling around.
So it's a bit like plantar fasciitis.
Well, nice. Yes, because I do have that badge. No, that's your heel. So it was different. And I thought, yeah. I mean, it's very annoying when you do something to your foot, isn't it? Because you suddenly are aware of other people who are hobbling a bit. That you're suddenly thinking, oh God, that must.
I've
really
joined
hurt.
The hobblers. Yeah,
the hobblers. And then, whereas previously I felt like saying, oh come on, it's not that bad. And I was hobbling around and it was really painful under one foot. So I went to the chiropodist, which I know is unfashionable. It's a very unfashionable thing, old lady thing to do. But there you go, I've got ingrained toenails. And she said, oh no, I know what you've got. You've got this thing. And apparently I've got this sort of bubble of inflamed nerve between my toes.
Oh,
and, it's boring. It's
just
really,
before you go
really
on the cycling holiday, you could do without it, couldn't you? Mind you, at least you're not walking.
Yeah, well, if it was a walking holiday, I think I wouldn't be able to do it. But it's kind of irritating and very painful. And I've got to take, you know, sort of ibuprofen and put ice on it. I'm not going to do that, am I? You know what I mean? It's just too...
Well, you'll take the ibuprofen, but, you know, you'll do ice once and then you won't do it again. Because we never do.
No.
So,
it's a bore, isn't it? It is a bore, yeah. But, you know, I was momentarily pleased with myself. Do you know what I mean? It's a hypochondriac. Is.
Yeah, you got a new one. Nothing, and something else you can reel off when you're entertaining folk on the boat.
Indeed.
I think it's Culture Corner time,
indeed.
Judith.
Yeah. A bit thin for me, because I've been very busy with, the news. Very, very, very busy. And anyway, all the schedules are cancelled.
It's all over the shop,
absolutely. Yeah. We watched a film called I Came By with Hugh Bonneville, which I think is a new film.
I couldn't get through. I did 15 minutes. What did you think?
Did you? I mean, not a great film, but I thought it was interesting that Hugh Bonneville played a sort of evil character rather well. And he doesn't...
Yeah, it had a very good cast, but I just thought whoever's directing lost control of it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
did you?
I thought it was a waste of good actors. My little friend George Mackay was in it. George Mackay
is
great.
Oh, did he
great.
Play the... Oh, I like him. He's great.
Yeah, he's the little lad that... he played the masked graffiti, one of the masked graffiti artists who breaks in.
Oh, yeah.
But I just
part.
I just didn't believe it. I just didn't believe it, but there we go. Okay, so you got through it. And what
yes,
would you give
yes.
it out of 10?
Yeah, 4. Yeah.
Oh, Judith, that's 4. Harsh.
This
see, that's why I didn't. I suspect. I thought you were going to say 7.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a 7. But to be honest, I was very pleased to have a night off from the capture, which Mike is lapping up and absolutely adores and talks about. You know, in the afternoon, I wonder what's going to happen. I think this is happening. Do you know what I think? I think that. I think, oh yeah, I don't know. I've lost the plot. I don't know who's good. I don't know who's bad. And apart from the main character who I like very much, I'm not really fussed. So, okay. And I fell asleep the other day watching it with Poppy.
And we had photographic evidence of that as well,
board.
On your
yeah,
sofa,
yeah.
flat
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a look at something called Under the Heavenly Banner.
Oh.
Yes, and that's on Disney, set in the 70s, and it's a murder within the Mormon community. Creepy. But I can't say I'm sure I'll stick with it. I think it might have legs, but I'd quite like someone else to say, yes, I've watched it all and I think it's brilliant before
okay.
I'll go back for round 2.
No,
what about radio, Judith? You often listen to radio or podcasts?
I've been listening to Grace Dent's, I mean, I've heard it before, but she's got a new series out, her podcast called Comfort Eating. We love Grace Dent, don't we?
Yes,
we do.
We're fond of her.
And I think she's tremendous. And I loved her autobiography as well. So, yeah, she talks to famous people about their kind of, you know, kind of guilty pleasures, snacks, favourite kind of comfort eats. But it's,
yeah.
you know, obviously,
yeah.
it's an interview. But she's great. So I'm enjoying that very much.
I'm waiting to be asked on that. I want to be asked onto that. I really do.
You should be. You should
Yeah,
be.
I hope she's listening. Somebody should say, tell Grace Dent, I want to do that.
What would be your comfort eating thing, apart from poking your fingers into peanut butter?
Well, there's that. And mini baby bells. I'm not, yeah, there's probably a reason why I haven't been asked.
I think so.
Anything else for the gang?
Well, my friend Liz has recommended, and I said I'd give it a plug, something called Positive News, which is a magazine every month, I think, which is actually very lovely. And if you don't sleep very well like me, it's a kind of comforting read. It's a sort of... You know, lots of pictures and nice big writing about all the kind of good news stories from around the world. I know that sounds
twee. But you have to
ridiculous.
Read it, like, with your eyes.
Yeah, you do, unfortunately. Yes,
oh,
you
that's
do.
No
and
good
you have to
me.
Subscribe to it every month. But I think it's...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but it's rather nice. It's very... Yeah, yeah, I would
okay,
say. So it's
okay.
Positive news, yes.
Right.
What about you?
Books. Well, I finished My Policeman, which I enjoyed it. The film has already been panned by The Guardian.
Oh, gosh,
and I think... Yeah, it's come out in somewhere else, not in this country, I don't think, yet. It's not been released yet. I think it's going to Netflix. I'm not too sure.
Right.
I think the sad truth, and we might have to whisper this in case any Harry Styles fans might be listening by accident, I'm not sure Harry Styles can act. Because every film he's done that he's played a sort of proper role in, they've just gone down the lavatory. To be quite honest. Now, I'm a huge Harry fan, but it's a shame if he can't act, but he can do everything else. So, you know, it's not going to ruin his life.
And
but
is he in the lead role? Is he in the main
Yeah,
sort
he's
of,
playing
yep.
the policeman. Right, okay, have you started okay. reading that?
Yes, thing? I have started reading it. I think it's a fascinating setup.
Are you reading or listening?
Oh, listening.
I think it's really well read as well.
Yes,
it sounds
it
quite
is.
Period, and I liked it. Now, I am hugely enjoying a book with the title is sort of quite brusque. The title is I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Oh, blimey.
And this is a book by Jeanette McCurdy. It's a biography, in fact, written by McCurdy, who is an American ex-child star, reared by a fame-hungry mother for one sole purpose, to get Jeanette on the telly, which she succeeded in doing. She had a quite a big part in a Nickelodeon kids kind of teen series that ran for years and years, and it's about how fame fits this girl very badly, her eating disorder,
wow,
which
the
was
ultimate pushy mother.
The mother who's also had an eating disorder and pushed it onto her daughter and didn't want her to grow up, and who used her cancer survival as a tool for the most alarming manipulation. And the author herself reads it. It's jaw-dropping stuff.
Sounds
it's amazing. It's the detail about, you know, this sort of how mothers can be abusive with too much love.
Yeah,
How they can choke and suffocate.
Is it a true story or is it?
Oh, yeah. Jeanette McCurdy is a real American actress. If you look her up.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a true story. She was one of her kids' TV things. She co-starred with Ariana Grande. So, yeah, it's America's big and Nickelodeon is sort of like not as big as Netflix, but we don't get their stuff. We don't get all American sitcoms.
No,
I hadn't heard of her either, but I suddenly started sort of picking up on this book through various things on various bits of social media, and I just thought, oh, this is right up my street, and it really is. I mean, it's not a very long book, it's about 6 hours on Audible, and I'm
good,
really
Jenny.
Enjoying it.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm loving that.
Not a great title for today, is it, really?
No, not really, but there we go. I think we can differentiate. I think we're all adults.
Indeed.
Emails now. A lot of people asking how Jeff is. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. Still not allowed near the baby. The other news, Judith, you may have picked up from our emails, is about Spudulite.
Oh, yes. We were enthusing about that last week, weren't we? Yeah, somebody reminded us that about the Victoria Wood sketch, which was sort of Spudulike, which came back to me. But also, yeah, apparently that James Martin has opened. I don't know whether there's a chain or how many of them there are, but Spudulike is here and there back. Yeah. I need to know where they are.
Yes, because we've had somebody alert us to this, but she said that it's quite pricey. It's quite pricey these days. The James Martin version of Spudulike has gone a little bit gastropub prices.
Might go off it now.
We've had lovely email also from Jan, who says, hello, JJ and gang. Here's an idea for a phone and alarm ringtone. When Daisy has time, this will make her heart sink to her boots. Could you listen back to previous episodes and capture Judith and Jenny's laugh as a ringtone? Has anyone noticed that Jenny has a musical tee-hee giggle? Well, that's the only thing I've ever had musical about me in my life. And Judith has a hoot that sounds like she's laying an egg. The sound of their laughter is my therapy. I could quickly play their laughter when I needed a boost. That's a lovely, lovely email from you. Thank you very much indeed. Everyone else saying, lots of people saying, keep up the awesome work. And
lovely.
We will, but not for the next couple of weeks, Judith.
No,
when will you be back?
So we're back. Ooh, what's the week commencing? Is it October? Yes, I think it's the week commencing, the 3rd of October, that we're back.
Judith, have a brilliant holiday. I am very, very envious.
I know.
Not so much of the cycling and boat bits, because I don't know whether I could hack being on a boat with people.
I'm
very antisocial, and the cycle bit would, I couldn't hack that. But the idea of being in a villa with the twins and Sienna and James is really attractive.
Yeah.
I really hope they have a wonderful time and they learn to swim and they have, they really have a very happy first holiday abroad.
Yeah. Well, me too. And listen, I hope Jeff gets better soon. Send him our love.
Yeah.
And
God save the king.
And God save the king. Absolutely.
God save older and wider. That's what we say. Take care of yourself, Judith.
Okay.
Don't do anything
bye,
stupid.
Jenny.
Don't
bye,
fall
gang.
Off your
Lots
bike.
Of love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots bye. Of love. Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.